shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm Brett Neese, live in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Fayetteville this morning, where police are investigating an apparent murder-suicide. Coming up, why this investigation is spanning multiple counties.
And our temperatures have cooled off nicely. We're in the 50s and 60s as you're stepping out the door. I'll show you how long we'll hold on to this fall feel.
The nation's auto workers went on strike overnight. Just ahead, how this could impact you the next time you need to get your car serviced.
Good morning, everyone. It is 4:30. You saw Kelsey even wore her puffer jacket. Yeah, it feels fabulous out there. We've been waiting for this day. Welcome to your Friday. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith in for Jeff Hogan. Just a refreshing start and a great way to start the weekend. Let's get back over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRAL Weather Center, tracking how a beautiful day is going to shape up.
Oh, it's going to be so pretty. There's so many things going on, too, this weekend. Today, this evening, Saturday, Sunday. Now, Sunday, there's a chance of a shower. We'll talk more about that. But much of this weekend is going to be really nice. Our dew point has dropped down to 55, and so that puts us solidly in the comfortable zone, feeling great. 63 is our temperature under clear skies here at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. It is 67 in Fayetteville, but 63 in Durham, 56 in South Hill. So temperatures are much cooler than they were this time yesterday. Our dew point will make it feel comfortable for us today and Saturday. It goes up a little Sunday with that chance of showers, and then Monday we're back to comfortable again. So feeling good. Temperatures are going to be on the warm side. Today we climb up to around 80, but we're back into the mid-80s for highs over the weekend. I'll show you how to kind of plan around that chance of showers on Sunday if you have outdoor plans. Hurricane Lee is offshore North Carolina, almost due east there with winds at 85 miles per hour, moving north at 15. It's likely to make landfall up in Nova Scotia. Could have some impacts, though, in the northeast coast. We'll check that out coming up in just a little while. But it is likely it's moved past Bermuda for the most part, continues to trek northward, and then late Saturday, early Sunday, makes landfall possibly as a hurricane, again, on the coast of Canada, Nova Scotia. For the third day in a row, we have a high rip current danger. That's likely to continue all through the weekend, so keep that in mind if you do have plans to be at the coast. We'll also have the potential for some coastal flooding, some heavy surf, and some beach erosion. We'll talk about more specifics for our coastline coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Breaking news this morning. Police in two counties are working to piece together an apparent murder-suicide. This all started in Fayetteville, where a woman was found dead inside a home last night. A short while later, authorities in Southern Pines found a man dead in a car from a gunshot wound. Brett Neese is live in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker with what he's been able to find out. Brett, good morning.
Hey, Ken, first, we now know the name of the woman who was shot and killed here in Fayetteville. Her name is Jessica Moore. She was 35 years old. These are some photos from the Fayetteville Police Department. They posted these on social media of that shooting scene. That happened around 10 o'clock last night at a home on Kentire Drive. Then, less than an hour later, this scene played out on US 1 in Southern Pines. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there after police found a man who had shot himself in his car. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Fayetteville police confirmed that that man is who they believe shot and killed Moore here in Fayetteville. I'm working to learn his name and what led up to that shooting here in Fayetteville. As soon as I get an update, I'll pass that along. Live in Fayetteville, Brittany, WRAL News.
More breaking news. The nation's auto workers are now on strike. The United Auto Workers Union hit the picket lines at midnight after negotiations for higher wages and job protections fell through. The three companies involved in the strike are GM, Ford, and Chrysler-owned Stellantis. Each offered the union double-digit percent pay hikes, but that was not enough to meet their demands by the deadline. Currently, there are no auto plants in North Carolina, but drivers could still feel the impact from the strike. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now live to explain. Kelsey.
Renee, good morning. If you are looking to buy a new car or if you need to get your car fixed, this strike could certainly impact you. NC State supply chain expert Robert Hanfield says that higher car prices are going to be one of the immediate impacts of this strike. The longer these workers stay on strike, the higher the prices could become. And if you own a Jeep, Chevy, GMC, or Ford, the next time you get your car serviced, some of the part shipments could be delayed. The last time time something like this happened was back in 2019 when workers went on a one-month strike against General Motors. Hanfield says it's possible this strike could last two or three times longer than that.
That would be really destructive. And that could drive a 10 to 15% drop in economic output.
And what makes this strike such a big problem are the potential domino effects. So this could impact industries like the freight industry, steel and aluminum foundries, and the dealers, of course, would be impacted too. So we'll keep you updated as we learn more about the strike. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be in our state today, stopping by North Carolina A&T in Greensboro. Here's her message ahead of that trip.
Hi, Aggies. So I just launched my college tour, and I'm traveling to campuses across the nation, including yours.
Vice President Harris is launching her Fight for Our Freedoms tour. She's hoping to mobilize young voters and discuss strengthening our democracy. Governor Cooper will join Vice President Harris for the visit. Look for our coverage on air and online.
Mikel Harris, the man arrested after Wednesday's lockdown at UNC Chapel Hill, is facing six charges after his first appearance in Orange County Court. Three are in connection with the UNC lockdown, including possession of a gun on educational property, assault by pointing a gun, and communicating threats. Three other charges are from a road rage incident earlier this month. The prosecutor says Harris's actions show a dangerous pattern.
Escalation of dangerous behavior in the very recent several weeks exhibited by the separate offenses that are before you today.
The judge increased his bond, citing the serious nature of the charges. It's now at $50,000. If Harris makes that bond, he'll have to wear an ankle monitor.
A triangle tradition is canceled this year. This morning, Raleigh City leaders are standing by their decision to cancel the highly anticipated Christmas parade. Raleigh leaders deny the permit for this year's event, saying it's out of an abundance of caution for parade participants and spectators. Officials also say their decision to not hold the big event is also out of respect for Haley Brooks' family. The 11-year-old girl was in the parade last year when she was hit and killed by an out-of-control pickup truck. Haley Brooks' family and some business owners say canceling a well-loved tradition was not the best decision.
Every time there's a huge event downtown or even super close like Dix Park, we get a lot of visitors from really all over the place. It's not just nearby, so it's always great to have something to like draw people into downtown.
Raleigh City officials say they did not consult with the Brooks family about canceling the decades-long parade. The city says it plans to announce other holiday events and find ways to incorporate local businesses.
You could become really, really rich this weekend. Nearly $600 million is up for grabs in tomorrow's Powerball jackpot. Your cash value would be just under $290 million. This is the third largest Powerball jackpot this year. You can watch the drawing live right here on WRL tomorrow night. It is 4:38 on your Friday. An urgent warning this morning for parents with babies. What you need to know about these baby sling carriers at the center of a recall.
Also, disgraced former South Carolina attorney Alex Murdoch prepares for another trial in just 2 months. What we know about this case that has the convicted killer returning to court.
And you're looking live at Raleigh. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center tracking our beautiful conditions for this weekend.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Look at Apex this morning. It feels so nice out there. Temperatures are in the 50s and 60s. It feels refreshing and beautiful. Our skies are clear, and we're going to have a pretty sunrise when that sun comes up. It's 67 in Fayetteville. That's our warmest spot. 64 in Southern Pines, but 55 in Lewisburg, 60 in Tarboro, 56 in South Hill. So feeling good out there. If you're going to be out there for a while, you might want long sleeves. So just walking in, you know, out of the house, into the car, and into the building, you'll be just fine out there. Temperatures hovering around 60 this morning. It's going to be a great day for exercise. We just bounce up to 80 degrees briefly. So most of the day is going to feel like 70s with that nice low humidity. The weekend looks nice too, but by Sunday we have a small chance for rain. I'll show you what time to expect the showers coming up.
Investigators hope a car that was found burned in Cumberland County will help them find a man who has been missing. Dunn Police and Harnett County Sheriff's Office have been searching tirelessly on the air and on the ground for Tyrone Taylor. Taylor's family has also been searching. They believe someone is responsible for what happened. Dunn Police have yet to label this case as suspicious, but we continue to press them for updates. You can reach out to the Harnett County Sheriff's Office and Dunn Police if you know anything that can help in this case.
This morning, we remember former U.S. Senator Locke Faircloth, who represented North Carolina. He died Thursday. Faircloth was elected to Congress after he switched parties to become a Republican. He served one Senate term in the 1990s, but his lengthy political career spanned decades before that. He ran an unsuccessful Democratic bid for governor in 1984. Faircloth was 95. Another trial date is set for convicted killer Alec Murdaugh. This time, the former South Carolina attorney is facing more than 100 state and federal financial charges. Murdaugh is accused of stealing $8.8 million, including more than $4 million in insurance payments intended for the family of housekeeper Gloria Satterfield. Satterfield died in 2018 after a trip and fall at the Murdaugh's home. The judge set a trial date for November 27th in the case related to Satterfield. All new this morning out of Hawaii. Officials say they plan for residents and business owners of Maui to make their way back into the fire-ravaged area later this month. They're asking everyone to have patience as they coordinate reentry operations for September 25th, as well as the ongoing EPA cleanup process. Officials say they hope returning home will allow closure for many. More than 2,000 structures were damaged and 115 people were killed in the Lahaina wildfires. More than 40 people are still missing.
Well, from wildfires to hurricanes, natural disasters and other emergencies are never easy. It's important to prepare older adults for these emergencies. Recent study finds while most nursing homes met federal emergency preparedness requirements, about 77% reported challenges with preparing to meet the care needs of residents during an emergency, many citing concerns about proper staffing during disasters and transporting residents during evacuations. It's especially critical for all seniors to have a preparedness plan.
Well, older adults have a higher likelihood of having long-term, what we call chronic medical conditions that may need to take daily medications for. You also want to have a good paper copy that's up to date of all your medications.
Dr. Sutherland says to have at least a two-week supply of needed medications on hand. If a medicine that needs to be kept cool, plan for a cooler ice packs that can all go into an emergency preparedness kit with your usual items like food, a battery-powered radio, extra batteries, a first aid kit, and a whistle to signal for help. Well, over the next couple of weeks, you may see people wearing Army uniforms and you may hear the sounds of combat. It's all part of military special forces training. The military exercise that serves as the final stage of training before troops can join the Army's elite Green Berets and is happening today through September 28th. Some of this training will happen in Wake County as well as Cumberland County, Chatham, Harnett, Hoke, Lee, and Moore counties. The Army says you may hear gunfire or explosions, but officials say it's not real.
Parents, if you have a baby sling in your home, hear this. Take a look at this image. Federal officials say this carrier could suffocate a baby or the child could fall out. It was sold by Walmart and Amazon online under 8 different brand names. However, the carriers are not labeled with those brand names, so you'll need to check your online purchase history to find out if you have one. 5 on Your Side has put the product details on WRAL.com. And you'll want to check your pantries this morning. The USDA says this Kirkland chicken tortilla soup was mistakenly labeled gluten-free. The agency says it's a rebranding issue, not a recall. They were sold at Costco. The 2-pound tubs have an expiration date of November 23rd.
It's week 5 of High School Football Friday. You can catch High School OT live tonight at 7 p.m. in the High School OT app and wherever you stream WREL TV. Then stay tuned for Football Friday. Chris Lee and the gang will have the most area highlights at 11:35 right here on WREL. And it's going to feel like football weather. Boy, let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with all the good news.
We have such a beautiful weekend on tap. We take a live look here at downtown Raleigh, the North Carolina Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. The biggest event of the year is Bug Fest, and that's tomorrow. 63 right now is just stepping out the door. We're going to hold it in the 60s all the way until around 11 a.m., so it's going to feel delightful out there. We take a look at the big picture, and you can see Hurricane Lee sitting just offshore. Bermuda is right there, so it's moving past Bermuda at this point. They're probably still feeling some impacts, but most of the rain and the wind with this storm was on the north side of it. For us, our skies are clear, and this storm is having minimal impacts for us. It was a little breezy yesterday. I was out during the evening. It was, you know, maybe we're gusting 15 to 20. We could see some isolated gusts up to 15, but pretty much we'll see steady winds out of the north at around 10 today, which is not much. It'll just feel lovely. We take a live look outside. This is our tower lit in blue for clear skies, and that's what you'll experience heading out the door with some lovely temperatures to go along with it. 50s in Roxborough and South Hill at 61 in Goldsboro, 64 Southern Pines, and 67 in Fayetteville. 24-hour temperature change anywhere from around 5 to almost 10 degrees cooler than this time yesterday, so it's definitely enough that you can tell the difference. And a cooler afternoon, too. We hit 86 yesterday, 80 for today in Raleigh, 79 in Durham, 82 in Fayetteville. Sunshine, low humidity, feeling fabulous. Our normal high is 83, and tomorrow we do bounce into the mid-80s. We're going to pretty much hold it in the mid-80s into next week, but we'll hold the humidity down for today and for tomorrow, too. We're going to keep it in the comfy zone. And even when it bounces back up, it's still in the low 60s, which is pretty comfortable, which is nice to see. We do have the potential for some rain, mainly Sunday night over the weekend. We'll pick up Sunday at 4 or 5 a.m., and you can see some cloud cover that starts to move in. But the bulk of the day, at least on this version of Futurecast, it looks dry. There's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you can see the rain setting up. This is as far out in the future as the model. This model goes, this high-resolution model, but it definitely looks like, you know, some mid to late afternoon showers with that band coming through. No rain for football Friday, feeling fabulous. Temperatures in the 70s at the beginning of the game, dropping into the 60s. A sweatshirt, you know, with your team logo on it will feel good this evening. And college football weather couldn't be better. NC State, UNC, Duke, and Fayetteville State all play, and looking at some very pleasant temperatures for that. Durham Centerfest Arts Festival also looking good. 86 Saturday. Late on Sunday, there is that chance of a few isolated showers and thunderstorms with a high of 83. We take a look at our 7-day forecast. Again, looking good. We have that chance of a thunderstorm mainly Sunday night, but we could see that maybe into the evening as that begins. And then we're warm next week with temperatures in the mid-80s. We're also watching for the development of Nigel. That would be our next storm that could become a hurricane. I'll show you what the chances are of that coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Parents, this weekend you can score some great deals on clothes for your kids. After the break, what you need to know about the big consignment sale in Raleigh.
Also, a police officer takes part in a community event, and now his resume is jumping with a new title. We'll explain next.
Welcome back. It is 4:53. This is a live look at Lewisburg, and the air feels refreshing out there. Our dew points are low, and we may hit 80 degrees, but it's going to feel like mostly upper 70s. Get out and enjoy it. We're getting our first look at Aaron Rodgers after his devastating injury. Rodgers shared this photo to his Instagram story last night, saying he is already on the road to recovery. He underwent surgery Wednesday for his torn Achilles tendon. Rodgers suffered the injury just 4 plays into his much-anticipated debut with the New York Jets.
Well, this weekend, you can refresh your kids' wardrobe at a steal of a price. The Kids Everywhere Consignment Sale is happening at the South Hills Mall and Plaza. That's on Bug Jones Road. Tonight is a ticketed pre-sale event. The public shopping opens tomorrow. Items will be available at a 50% discount Sunday and next Friday. Next Saturday and Sunday, what's left will be available for 75% off.
Spooky season is officially here. Carowinds morphs into Scarowinds tonight. The premier Halloween event is back with a vengeance this year. Some of the new attractions include the procession of the Nightmares Parade. Scarowinds features mazes, scare zones, and haunted houses, even live shows. You can enjoy these spooky thrills if you dare until October 29th. Don't forget, the world's largest bounce house is coming to Fort Liberty this weekend. Look at this thing. It stands 32 feet tall, covers 16,000 square feet. It features a DJ, slides, oversized characters, competitions, and ball pits. Kids of all ages are welcome tomorrow through Sunday for 45-minute sessions. The day's first session is reserved for kids 7 and under. Participants can pre-register online.
A New Jersey police officer has us all jumping with excitement this morning. He's being praised for his double Dutch skills. Check this out. He says he didn't even know he had them. Officer Xavier Robinson says he'd been working security at the mall one day during a community event. He was asked to jump rope while wearing his gear, and that's not an easy thing to do. And now he has a new name around the police station. His fellow officers now refer to him as Double Dutch King.
So appropriate. He didn't know he had those skills. Like, he just runs into the jumping ropes and he can just, must have great coordination, clearly.
Because you know that gear is heavy already.
Oh, yeah.
And to be able to jump rope and have it on, and he's doing it so easily.
He makes it look easy.
I know.
Natural talent.
Mm-hmm.
Next at 5, we're following breaking news where authorities are investigating a murder-suicide across two counties. What we know about the victim and the suspect.
And more breaking news overnight. Hours ago, auto workers walked off the job and onto the picket line, marking a historic strike. Up next, how this move will impact drivers right here in North Carolina.
And Vice President Kamala Harris will be in North Carolina today. We'll explain the significance behind her visit.